The goal of this session together here is to take some of the things that we've been learning and make sure that we have the practical skills. We even just did a little bit of that in the last session where we're trying to write homework. And the reason that we're trying to do a session like this is I know in a week of learning, you guys have filled out your notes, you have taken all of the things down and gotten your blanks filled in. But one of the great challenges of doing a conference like this is we have to move to doing particular work. And I recognize that can be a muscle that we need to stretch. So if you're thinking, well, what is it that we're going to learn in this session? We're going to learn in a way together and in our groups to be doers of the material that we have been talking about. And so what I'm going to try to do ultimately is we're going to try to break into groups with some sessions that I'm going to present you, and then you guys are going to feed back the steps that you would take as the counselor, the homework that you would write, and hopefully it will be an iron sharpening iron type moment for applying the things that we've learned and talked about. Does that make sense, guys? Is there any question about what we're going to be working on for this next 1 hour session in terms of what we're doing? So you guys can get into groups. I would say get into groups of 3, 4, 5. If you get below that, like if you hit 6, we're at critical mass because I want you guys to talk and interact together. And let me give you at least the situations that we're going to work through. I think, do you guys actually have some situations in your notes? What do you guys have in your notebooks? You guys have this counselor case study 2, counselor goals part 1. This is listing your goals, and you should have a little thing that looks like the counselor weekly counseling record. Page 37. So you guys are going to write down some of your notes and your thoughts here, and we're going to focus first on the page 38, the case study card number 2, counselor goals part 1. That's just going to remind you of the questions. It is a bit jumbled here in your notes, so I apologize, guys, how all of this got jumbled in there. Page 44. If you printed it out and didn't buy, so it's all chaos here, guys. The beginning of it all is going to kind of look like this. And what we're going to do is we're going to work through one, if not two, of these scenarios here. And what we're going to do is come back together with those goals and try to state, here's what we would do. So you can see counselor case study number 1. Here's the background information that you're dealing with as a counselor, okay? So you guys see that information there? Well, apparently it's different pagination on everybody's thing. It should start like the first line should be, you're in conflict with a member of your church. Page 43, page 35, whatever page it is in your life. It's a very postmodern time here. And so you can see the case study that you have right there. It starts with, you're in conflict with a member of your church. You're approaching the counselor because you're angry and hurt, upset, you feel cheated. You're approaching them between services or a time that you don't have a lot of time to talk. And you want to know why this person has been allowed to treat you in a certain way. You're getting into the mind of your counselee here, and no one has done anything about it. This is when you feel upset. You believe that this person needs to be held to an account for what they did. You begin to feel angry. Worse yet, you feel that some folks in the church actually are siding with the other person, and this leads to you feeling hurt. You've attempted one time to talk with this person, and it didn't go well, and in your conversation, you displayed all of the emotions and may have said some things that you regret. Your goal in getting the meeting is to enlist the counselor for help, but also to attempt to win the side. After explaining the situation you're going through and giving background data, you share more about how you and this person have never really gotten along. So that's kind of the background situation that you as a counselor are stepping into. That's what they have been telling you. And then if you look there, it says you've got 20 minutes, and this is where we're going to work together to think through this. What are the various issues that are at play? So you as a counselor, you're trying to determine what are the big rocks that you need to begin thinking through and dealing with. How have you interpreted this situation so far as the counselor? And then really what we're moving to and where we'll spend most of our time talking about is what are one or two truths that you're going to try to teach through in this situation? And what is any homework that you can assign in this particular situation? And how will you get them to come together for another meeting? So you have this case study. If you forgot some of the details, it should be there in your notes. Your main goal that you guys are going to get together in groups, what is going to be the one or two things that you're going to teach? What is going to be one or two of the assignments that you can give to this individual? And what are going to be some of the ways that you get to having actual reconciliation? And so what we're going to do, for those of you guys who are in the room, for those of you online, figure out a creative way to work on this. For the next 10 minutes, just sort of break up into your group, however you want to make a group. And if you see someone all by themselves and you've got a group, make sure you invite them to be part of your group. Don't let anybody be alone. Work through these truths and these homeworks and what will be your strategy for getting people together. We're going to come back and we're going to share some of our answers. Remember, with homework, homework needs to be practical. So I want you to write your homework the way you would, or these steps of repentance, the exact way that you would give it to them. Meaning, for example, what I don't want you to say to me and say to the group here is, I'd give them 1 Corinthians 5:9. Well, what do you mean by I'd give it to them? Well, I mean I'd have them read it. Okay, would you have them do anything else with it? I'd have them memorize it. Don't give me a very high-level assignment. I'd give them 1 Corinthians 5:9. I'd give them John 3:16. Give the very specific, objective, and measurable steps that you would take in that moment as homework for these individuals. That's what I'm asking for you guys to do. Any questions, guys, on what we're trying to achieve? Yes, Cindy. They stopped you in between services. You've got about 20 minutes, right? I know that that's hard to imagine, but you got about 20 minutes. What's a truth that you're going to try to minister in that moment? And what's some assignments that you can give? This is not a full-blown session. Okay, guys, let's kind of come back up for air. And let's come together as a group and just share some of the truths that we would try to minister into this moment, and then even what would be some of the practical steps. Don't move too far, because you're going to be doing this again with another scenario, so don't feel like you need to put all your chairs back and pour down and stuff like that. But let's come together and let's see just some of the ways that you guys chose to. Did you find this, before we even ask it, did you find it harder than you thought to write practical homework? Just asking yes or no, maybe so. Was it harder to do? Okay, I got some yeses, I got some noes. So those of you who said no, let's hear them. Let's start with some of the truths first. As you hear this scenario between services, what would be one or two of the important truths that you would have tried to minister in your 20-minute session? Cindy, I saw your hand pop up, so I'll let you go first. Only because they nominated you. Man, I can hear the bus backing up. Okay, let me repeat those just for our online and everybody else. We started with Matthew 7, asking, have you done the examining work of getting the log out of your own eye? And let me just pause there really quick. A lot of times when you ask people that question, what will be the quick response that people normally give? Yes. What should be your very next question? Tell me about the process. Tell me what you discovered. Tell me what areas of log removal did you actually do? Right? So sometimes people will be very quick to, I spent some time in prayer, I've examined my own heart. Okay, slow down.